Most of the heavy rain that has occurred in parts of the West Central Corn Belt has abated, and we will be seeing improving conditions take place as we move forward through the next 24 hours. Most of the central and eastern portions of the Midwest have not been impacted by much precipitation. In fact, skies are mostly fair this morning, and temperatures are running primarily in the 50s and lower 60s across the region. Winds are varied across the region, but become more southerly in the western portions of the Corn Belt, just ahead of that frontal boundary that is stalled out from Nebraska to Minnesota. Showers and a few thunderstorms are occurring along that frontal boundary, and there's a bit cooler air in the eastern Dakotas and northwestern Minnesota on the north side of the front, where the air is cooled off and fog is widespread. Well, today we'll likely see this frontal boundary go no further. It's going to dissipate over the western Corn Belt. There may still be some limited rainfall taking place, but the majority of the region is unlikely to see enough precipitation to make a change in soil conditions. Though the past 2 days have generated some impressive rains in west central Iowa, northeastern and north central Nebraska, and a few areas in south central and interior southeastern South Dakota, where we've seen anywhere from 1 to 4 inches of rain and some local totals getting up close to 6 inches around the Omaha, Nebraska area. In contrast, though, most of the lower and eastern Midwest have been left dry. And it looks like temperatures yesterday afternoon were quite pleasant and warm for this time of the year, running 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest. And the outlook here is for more pleasant conditions to occur. However, today's forecast does have a little bit more shower activity in it for portions of the lower eastern Midwest, as a disturbance along the lower and middle Atlantic coastal region starts to spread some shower activity further inland than previously expected. The high temperatures today will be in the 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest. Some 60-degree readings, though, will occur in the northwestern part of the region on the backside of that decaying frontal system. As we get into the afternoon tomorrow, we'll look for highs across most of the Midwestern Corn Belt, running in the 70s and lower 80s, and readings on Saturday will be mostly in the 70s, with a few 80s in the far west and extreme south. That'll be the same kind of temperatures we'll see on Sunday, and Monday will be a bit warmer, so will Tuesday, with readings getting back into the 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest. Precipitation prospects are not all that impressive, but as I mentioned before, there will be a good chance for a few showers coming to the region, to the Ohio River Basin in particular, from that disturbance along the Atlantic coast. This will likely take place as we go through the day on Friday, and most likely you'll see those showers popping up Friday night and continuing Saturday and Sunday. The precipitation will be erratically distributed and mostly light. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 3 or 4 tenths of an inch, may occur, and different locations will have certainly different amounts of rainfall. Some areas will be left dry or mostly dry, and others will get that 3 or 4 tenths of an inch. A little later in the week, next week, a more significant cool front will drop into the northwestern Corn Belt. This will occur probably on Monday, and it will slip southeastward Tuesday and Wednesday. Eventually, it'll bring some showers back across the region as it pushes southeastward, and temperatures on the north side of the front will likely be notably cooler, with a good chance for some frost and maybe even a couple of very light freezes occurring from the eastern Dakotas into upper Michigan. The cool air will pull back into Canada shortly after that, but there will be a secondary surge of cold sometime after October 2nd. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.